Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of osteochondroma found under the oncology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 12-year-old boy presents to his pediatrician for a bony mass on his left leg. He denies any trauma to the area and is not associated with pain. Physical exam demonstrates a palpable painless mass close to the knee joint. A radiograph of the knee demonstrates a bony outgrowth with clear regular margins. Let's continue with an introduction to osteochondroma. As a general overview, this refers to a benign chondrogenic bone tumor, also known as an osteocartilaginous exostosis. When there are two or more exostoses, it is termed hereditary multiple osteochondroma. In terms of the epidemiology, this is the most common benign bone tumor. Demographically, it is often seen in children and adolescents and is more common in males. In terms of the location, it typically affects the long bones in the legs, the pelvis, and the shoulder blade. In terms of the pathophysiology, it occurs in bone that is undergoing endochondral ossification and results in an outgrowth of the growth plate. Remember that the cartilaginous cap serves as the source of growth over the bony spur. In terms of the genetics, there may be mutations in the EXT1 gene on chromosome 8 or the EXT2 gene on chromosome 11. Moving on to the presentation, in osteochondroma, symptoms may include a painless mass, and patients may have mechanical symptoms or symptoms of neurovascular compression. On exam, one may note a palpable mass, and there may be mechanical symptoms secondary to a mass. In hereditary multiple exostosis, symptoms may include limb deformities such as short stature, deformed joints, and decreased range of motion, and the most common sites of deformity include the knee, forearm, and ankle. On exam, one may note the extremity deformity and decreased joint range of motion. In terms of further imaging, radiography is indicated as the initial imaging study. Findings may include a sessile or pedunculated lesion found on the surface of the bone. The cortex of the lesion is continuous with the cortex of the bone, and the cavity of the lesion is continuous with the medullary cavity of the bone. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about an osteosarcoma, with differentiating factors being that this will present with painful enlarging mass or fracture, and there may be Codman's triangle or a sunburst pattern seen on radiography of the bone. In terms of treatment, lifestyle options include observation. This is indicated in asymptomatic cases. Surgical options include excision. This is indicated in symptomatic cases. Complications related to an osteochondroma include tendon, soft tissue, vascular, or nerve compression. There may be bone deformities, fracture, growth impairment, and transformation to a chondrosarcoma. And lastly, with regards to prognosis, remember that this is associated with a normal life expectancy, but there is the possibility of a rare transformation to chondrosarcoma. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to osteochondroma, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 16-year-old boy presents to his primary care physician with left knee pain. He reports a 3-month history of mild progressive chronic knee pain that is not associated with activity. He is an active soccer player and reports that his knee pain is affecting his ability to run. He has a history of mild intermittent asthma and uses an albuterol inhaler as needed. His temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. Blood pressure is 115 over 60. Pulse is 65 beats per minute, and respirations are 16 breaths per minute. Physical exam reveals a healthy, well-appearing boy in no acute distress. There is a small, palpable, mildly tender mass on the medial inferior left knee. A knee radiograph is obtained, which demonstrates a pedunculated bony mass growing from the medial proximal tibial metaphyseal-diaphyseal junction and extending distally. A biopsy of the patient's condition would most likely reveal which of the following findings. And the answer choices are, choice 1, a regular woven bone rimmed by a single layer of osteoblasts. Choice 2, large pleomorphic osteoid-producing cells. Choice 3, monotonous small round blue cells. Choice 4, multinucleated giant cells. Or choice 5, normal trabeculae with a thin cartilaginous cap. The best answer to this question is choice 5, normal trabeculae with a thin cartilaginous cap. The patient in this vignette presents with a left knee mass arising from the tibial metaphyseal diaphyseal junction that most likely represents an osteochondroma. Osteochondromas contain normal bone along with the hyaline cartilage cap and would therefore demonstrate normal trabeculae with a thin cartilaginous cap on histologic exam. Osteochondromas are the most common type of benign bone lesion. Though they typically present as painless bone masses, they may become symptomatic if they compress surrounding soft tissues or neurovascular structures. As the name osteochondroma suggests, they are composed of both bone and cartilage tissue and resemble a normal physis on histologic exam. Osteochondromas often arise as lateral projections of the physis and will therefore have normal bony trabeculae with the cartilaginous cap. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. A regular woven bone rimmed by a single layer of osteoblasts is characteristic of osteoid osteomas. Osteoid osteomas are small benign bone tumors derived from osteoblasts that are commonly found in the distal femur and proximal tibia. Choice 2. Large pleomorphic osteoid-producing cells are characteristic of osteosarcoma. Osteosarcomas are malignant bone lesions derived from osteoblasts that are commonly found in long bone metaphyses. Choice 3. Monotonous small round blue cells are characteristic of Ewing sarcoma. Ewing sarcoma are malignant bone lesions derived from neuroectodermal cells that are commonly found in long bone diaphyses. Choice 4. Multinucleated giant cells are characteristic of giant cell tumors. Giant cell tumors are benign but locally aggressive bone lesions derived from osteoclasts that are commonly found in the distal femur and proximal tibia. Finally, a bullet summary. Osteochondromas arise as lateral projections from the growth plate and contain both bone and cartilage tissue. That's all for this review about osteochondroma. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.